SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Who we got, father?
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we got a lot of NFL action to go over. We got some great guests. Segment two, Dave Mason from BetOnline's coming on. We got John Grace live from Las Vegas and Pro Football Doc from sicscore.com to give out all the latest injury information. But let me go to Jamie Gold. Jamie, we missed you on the college football show, man. How's everything working out there?
We got our power back. I'm sorry I missed the show. I want to hear everything. What you guys are doing. I learn so much from you every week, and I'm really excited about this week. We all had a great week in the NFL last Sunday, and I am really excited about this Sunday. I'm actually more excited about Monday night. I think that's going to be my game of the week. Where I can't believe I'm saying this, but somehow the Jets are overrated. Like, it's, I don't know. I can't believe I would ever have to say that in a season like this after Aaron Rodgers goes down. But the Jets are overrated. And they are, you know, everyone feels because they do have a great defense, but give me a break. They are still not a good football team. You know, they're barely hanging in there when they are winning. And I think the Chargers are going to light them up.
So is that your golden play of the week there, the Chargers?
That is my golden play of the week. Chargers minus three. Get it at three. Try not to pay the extra half. Don't take that hook. Buy it down to three if you have to. Chargers minus three. They are going to crush the Jets.
Rooster, you know what to do. All right, we got Thursday night action. Let's break down this Tennessee Titans Steelers game. Steelers are laying three at home. Total 37. Always a tough place to play out there in Pittsburgh. Rooster, who do you like in this matchup, man?
This is a tough one. Two bad quarterbacks, two bad teams. I mean, they're saying they're basically even teams on a neutral field. The only thing I could say I like here is the under. I like under 37. 37 is the key number. I know it's sitting 36.5 right now. But if you see a 37, go under 37. Two running teams. They're going to both play the clock field position game. Neither team's going to be doing long pass plays. They don't trust their quarterbacks. Definitely under 37.
And there's going to be a lot. Hold on there, Steve. Well, just tell your dear friend Rooster that I'm seeing some 37 and a lot of 37s. I'm seeing 37 over 15 cents now at Herman. So he should hold his horses a little bit. On that one.
Rooster don't care which way the line's moving. He's securing his numbers. He's securing his research.
He forgot to mention that I think the Steelers are getting back on their defensive line Hayward this evening. Yeah, I think he's
back in 1984. It mattered where the line closed, Baba. Now this is the new gambling.
Really? Oh, that's right. You tease
as long as you don't mean jack crap. It all mean nothing, man. It really doesn't. Both teams. I mean, if you look at sack percentage, they're both ranked top 10 in the NFL. Both quarterbacks should have some problems tonight. Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, you like anyone in this matchup?
I took the Steelers -2.5, -120 tonight. Rookie quarterback, making a start in a short week. I know he looked good against the Falcons, but Mike Tomlin always gets his guys ready to play. I think the Steelers get it done here at home. I think 2.5, even 3, I think the Steelers will make a stand at home and secure his win tonight.
Yeah, and the Titans on the road. I don't think they've won a game all season on the road. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. Matt, you like anyone in this game?
Pitt -2.5.
There we go, Matt.
This kid, new QB coming in, rookie. He played last week, short week. Now he's worth in a top 10 sack percentage team in Pittsburgh Steelers. And Jimmy just talked about Hayward coming back. So they're just going to be even better. And, you know, Mike Thomas, the dude knows how to win. Especially at home, Pittsburgh's never an easy out. And to me, the way I see it is Kenny Pickett's going to, you know, take care of the ball, and we might see a turnover or two from this Levis or Levi kid, Will Levi. I like Pitt -2.5.
Yeah, Pitt does have a couple quality wins on this season. It scares me anytime a team has a negative 34-point differential. But at home, they're tough to beat. I mean, like I said, they got two quality wins over the Browns. They actually beat the Ravens. Tennessee, not so much, even though they beat a pretty good Falcons team last week. I think Falcons rank in the top five or top seven in the opponent yards per play. So, but they don't have no pressure on that defensive line.
Pittsburgh, I mean, they beat the Rams, they beat Baltimore, they beat Cleveland. Those are three really good, sturdy teams. And last week, I mean, they kept Jacksonville to 20 points only. The defense hasn't been performing as bad. Of course, they lost to San Fran. The San Fran, you know, at the beginning of the season, especially, they're in a league of their own. So that's a little bit of a different story. Tennessee, though, I mean, look at them. Common opponents. They lost to Baltimore. Pittsburgh beat them. They lost to Cleveland 27-3. Pittsburgh beat them. They beat, you know, they almost lost to – they did lose to New Orleans. They almost lost to the Chargers, went to OT. Last week, to me, they beat Atlanta. But, I mean, they're a one-trick pony, you know, Atlanta.
Yeah,
so.
They can't get no pressure on the court. I mean, Steelers haven't been lucky in the turnover differential. I think they're ranked third in the NFL. But that defensive line causes turnovers. I mean, they bring that pressure each and every week. Yeah. And they make quarterbacks make mistakes. So, yeah, I could see them covering the spread. There's really no weather in the game. It's going to be really cold, but no wind. They might even
– Team, yeah, you know, you make the opponent turn over the ball. I mean, you're going to win more times than not. You're definitely going to cover more times than not. So I really do think this kid's going to have some problems. So if they win a turn better, which I think they will, that's why I like Pittsburgh, man. -2.5, I bet a -115, -118.
Both. Chief, real quick, we got 20 seconds. Who do you like here?
I'm Pittsburgh.
You got Pittsburgh? All right, yeah. So it's wrong.
Also like the under, just like Rooster said.
Even with no win,
Bigger. I have a bigger move on Pittsburgh, but I did bet the under a little bit.
All right, we'll be back in our next segment with our special guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM Sports Grid and watching us live at Jacob Sports on YouTube and on X on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We got another special guest on right now, Dave Mason from Bet Online. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, guys?
Good, man. Good. Glad to have you back for the NFL version of the show. A lot of big games this week, so let's start firing right away. Bet counts, percentages, sharp action, etc. Let's start off with the game tonight. Titans at Pittsburgh. Lines, what, 3-37? Which way are the sharps betting it, and which way is the public betting it?
Yeah, spot on the odds, 3-7, open 3-37.5, 63% of cash, and 58% of the bettors are on the Steelers. Also some sharp cash on Pittsburgh, -2.5, and over 36.5, a little bit on that.
All right, let's blow this out real fast because I know you got some dinner reservations with some superstar actress down there in Costa Rica. Let's go to the next game on the board. Miami at Kansas City, probably one of the bigger bet games this weekend for Bet Online. Casey's down to what, 1.5, 2, and 51 on the total?
Yeah, we're at 1 and 51. I mean, this would be a standalone game over in Germany, so anytime there's a standalone game, it gets more action. Of course, people have to wake up, though, man. Set your alarm clocks, right? Open 2.5 Chiefs and 51.5, 57% of the cash and 71% of the bettors are on KC. Sharp on the fish at +2.5 and a little bit on over 50.
All right, next game on the board, Seattle at Baltimore. Baltimore's laying 6-44. Which way are they betting this one, dude?
Yeah, open 5.5 and 43.5, 52% of the cash and 54% of the bettors are on Seahawks, so pretty choppy there. Sharp, a little bit on the Ravens, 5.5, and a little bit on over 43.5.
Chief State game right here, Cowboys at Philly. A game's painted, what, 3-47? What's going on in that one at BetOnline?
Yeah, we opened 3.5 and, what, 46.5. 56% of the bettors on Philly, but 61% of the cash is on Dallas. As far as sharp is concerned, a little bit on over 46.
Why, they haven't come on the side yet?
A little bit of two-way, actually. I noticed a little bit of two-way.
Yeah, I think sheep's on one side and rooster's on the other. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Buffalo at Cincinnati. I'm seeing 2 and 49.5. Is that what you're using at BetOnline?
We got 1.5 and 49.5 open, Cincy 2 and 46.5. Cash, 54% of the cash and 70% of the bettors are on Cincy. Sharp on the Bills at 2.5 and 3, over 48, a little bit of that sharp as well. And just to get this game's getting so much action. So even though it's a late game, it's already getting the most action out of any of the Sunday's games. So that'll be a whopper Sunday night.
So how much would the line move if Josh Allen doesn't play?
Josh Allen, shoot.
7 points?
Yeah, 6-7.
Easily. Yeah, I mean, he's a big deal. He didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a touchdown, right? So,
well, we'll see what happens. All right, Dave, I want to thank you for coming on. I know you got those dinner reservations with that superstar actress.
Yeah, right.
If you want to let everyone know where to find you.
When am I coming down, Dave?
Whenever you want, man. After football's better, but –
I don't mind going out with the supermodels either, dude.
There's a lot of them around here, man. But, what the hell were we talking about? Where to find me? At Dave Mason, P-O-L.
At the supermodel club.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to the supermarket here, and it's walk around the aisles, bewildered. Anyways,
Dave, get a couple boys too. Babab might show up.
Rooster, listen. I've been married so many times, I got more than heads of hair you have. That ain't my problem. That may be your problem.
It's all good, man. It's all good. All right, Dave.
All right, guys.
Good luck.
Later, Dave. Later on, fellas. Take care.
He's one of my favorite guests. Dave Mason from Bet Online. Make sure you guys check him out on Twitter. And we got the 8-ball back. All right, let me go to this question for you guys. Let me go to Rooster first. If you had to take one underdog to win this week outright in the NFL, who would you be taking?
Wow.
Cowboys.
Okay. I would say
like Seattle?
The Commanders.
Commanders, whoa.
Yeah, in New England.
Wow. All right, let me go to Sheep next. Sheep, if you had to pick an underdog outright, who would it be this week in the NFL? You like Seattle against the Ravens?
No. I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I know that makes April happy. April, who do you like this week as an underdog outright?
Cowboys and Dolphins.
You get them too.
He took mine. He took mine, the Dolphins. Mine
futures. Sticking with the futures and riding them.
Matt Maltepas from the college kids, if you had to pick a team.
Now we're going Miami money line, taking out Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes goes down this week.
Oh, you just broke Rooster's heart.
You guys are picking the two teams that every time they play a team with a winning record, they get spanked and sent back home.
Hey,
let's see what happens.
A different story. We'll see.
Yeah. Dallas always think it's going to be a different story. They've been thinking that since 1985. Yeah,
they kind of owned Philly like the last, 10, 11 games. Were they 8-3 against Philly?
I mean, yeah, until it gets to the playoffs.
Rooster, are you a Swiftie now? Are you on the Taylor Swift? Are you like a Swiftie now? Because you would be free,
He went to the concert. He went to the last concert.
That Prescott has one more playoff win than I do.
So, Godfather, let me ask you. I'm doing my picks for my pick'em on Underdog.
Right.
And we have to pick higher or lower. You think tonight George Pickens will have more, higher or lower, 4 receptions?
I think higher.
Higher, yeah, I like higher. And then Will Levis, you think he'll have higher or lower, 1.5 passing touchdowns?
Lower.
Lower. All right. Lower. That's going to get us our pick'em entry in Underdog. And anyone who signs up on UnderdogFantasy.com with our special code of WIN, they will match up to $500 on your first deposit. You put up $500, they'll give you $1,000 to play with.
That's a hobby.
UnderdogFantasy.com. It's the best bonus there is.
Can't beat that. All right, Jamie, if you had to pick an underdog, who would it be this week to win outright?
You know, I don't want to just go with what everyone else is saying, but mine is the Dolphins. That's who I was. I'd have them in one of my 3 teasers of the week.
I knew it was coming.
I was hoping it was the 49ers because we've been against them on the money line the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, I stayed off the Niners last week, thankfully, and I'm staying off them again. I just, I have to wait and see. What I'm seeing, I'm not liking what I'm seeing with the Niners at all.
It's been like a cheap suit. What's going on there? I mean, but you know, it's weird. Their odds really haven't changed.
Yeah, the odds should have gone way down, and they haven't, which is very odd. They're way overvalued now.
They're getting a lot of respect in the market.
They just picked up a nice defensive end too.
Quarterback. He's not going to beat.
It wasn't their defense that was the major problem. I mean,
I agree. You're absolutely right. But
their defense still wasn't performing. They could use some help.
They haven't performed in the past 3 weeks.
No, really disappointing.
And they haven't been getting the pressure. Rushing four that they were getting before. This is a big, big help for them.
They're really baffling to me to watch.
They're in second place. I mean, right, but they're still favored to win the division.
No, it doesn't mean that they couldn't have a season. It's just the way that they're playing, you know, almost in the way that Dallas, right? That, you know, had some games where they were amazing and some games where they were just terrible. Yeah. And injuries have a little bit to do with it, of course, but overall, you know, you got to do the next man up mentality and you have to be ready to play and you have to be a solid team, even with injury. And they're just not consistent. And so,
Jay, hold that thought. We're going to go to our next segment. Really, we'll be right back with more NFL action.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. If you're looking for the sharpest sports betting information on the planet, make sure you stop by thephillygodfather.com. Philly Rooster's on there, the 8-Ball, the College Kids, Jimmy the Sheep, Batista. Stop by the website and make some money. We're talking about the 49ers with Jamie Gold right now, World Series of Poker champion Jamie. 49ers lost three in a row. Their odds really haven't changed. Division odds, -265. Conference odds, +265, right behind the Eagles. Super Bowl odds, they actually got better Super Bowl odds. Well, the same as the Eagles at +600. What's going on with the 49ers, Jamie?
I would not be betting on them right now. I've stayed off them the last couple of weeks. I have no idea. I am completely baffled by what is going on with them.
It feels like they fell off a cliff. I mean, after week five, everybody was ready to anoint them like the next great NFL team. And then bang, 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 three losses in a row. And then it's kind of like they're panicking. They go pick up, you know, Chase Young from Washington when the real issue is their quarterback. I mean, it's getting kind of scary for all 49er fans out there.
You know what the scary part is, Steve, is that the Eagles, whether you like them or not, they're 7-1. They're not getting the respect of cashing the ticket each week. Whereas
we're talking about the 49ers.
I know that. I'm trying to do a comparison, El Flacco. I'm trying to say San Fran has lost their last three games. And the numbers of the Eagles.
I think it's a great point. It's amazing the respect that the 49ers are still getting when the Eagles are, you know, should maybe be the best team in the NFL. Well,
and their numbers are staying.
And they're
the
talked
same.
About as if they're, you know, third to fifth. It's very odd.
Yeah, that would scare Eagles fans even more than 49ers fans. The numbers haven't moved. I mean,
that was my point. But I don't think Al Flacco could understand that.
it's a really good point.
All right, let's get out some winners, man. Stop joking.
You know,
out.
Maybe there's real value on the Eagles now, where there's not on the Niners.
I mean,
Sunday, baby.
But the Eagles, Eagles have the toughest schedule coming up.
Yeah, next 6 weeks is rough. Let me go to Philly Rooster. Rooster, Miami's at KC. The line's been dropping. Dave Mason said there's some short money on the Dolphins here. It had actually reached the apex of what? Chiefs -3 before that short money hit the screen, took some 2.5 on the Dolphins, forced the odds makers to readjust the price. Who do you like here in this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, the look-ahead line on this game was 5.5. I like the Dolphins +5.5. Like you said, it went up to 3, and then sharp money banged the dog at 1.5 at home for the Chiefs. I don't know how you don't like the Chiefs here. I would never.
They're in London.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Good point.
Got you there. You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Now you're going bye-bye. You got me.
What the heck is he doing, Steve?
That's
come on. You know Steve's schedule. He's going to the last.
I still like the Chiefs, minus 1.5.
No matter what.
No matter what country
they could be on the Bears, but the Chiefs. They could be on Mars.
As long as Andy Reid's there.
Bye-bye. Now I know how you feel.
Rooster, you will never know how I feel because I give out winners.
I'm playing that
yet. Georgia.
Exactly how you feel.
You know what could change the dynamic of this game is they're expecting 35 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts. Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, if that's the case, you still like the Dolphins here with all that wind?
The Dolphins have proved they can run the ball this year with Mostert. I wanted to ask Pro Football Doc how if Mostert's, you know, his ankle, if he's playing this week. But if he plays, you know, they get the ground game going. I still think they'll be able to throw the screen game around with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. And I don't know if the Chiefs can match that offense.
Yeah, and that speed, that wide receiver. I mean, their wide receivers, wow.
The only problem is Miami's offensive line isn't as healthy as I would like. That's about the only issue here for me.
Let me go to Matt Moltemps from the College Kids. I mean, the entire planet's going to be betting the Chiefs, including Rooster. No one's expecting them to lose two in a row, right, after losing the Broncos. Who do you like in this matchup?
So, yeah, I talked about earlier, I like the Dolphins. I think they win. They actually got there a couple of days earlier than the Chiefs, so I think that was really big. I mean, we've seen that actually happen in the past couple of weeks with some of the teams. The teams that get there early usually have a little bit of an advantage. So I bet the Dolphins, and I actually like a money line spread both ways.
Yeah, and people talk about the lack of competition. You know, the Dolphins have played this season. Who have they beaten? But if you look at Kansas City, they're 6-2 this year. But they basically have one quality win over a Jags team. And other than that, every team they played has a losing record. And they beat a Jets team with no quarterback. So if you're going to talk about, you know, Miami hasn't beaten anybody, well, Kansas City, I mean, their record's impressive. But, you know, they haven't had the toughest schedule either. Jamie, you like anyone in this matchup?
I'm just with the first two games, I'm going to tease them together. So I'm teasing the Titans plus 9.5 with the Dolphins plus 8.5. That's what I got in a couple days ago.
Hold on a second. Breaking news. Taylor Swift will be in London this weekend. Swifty, you're in, Rooster. Go get him, Alclucco.
I like the 49ers because the 49ers, are we switching the subject again?
If you want to change the subject, Bruce, let's go to Seattle at Baltimore. The line 6. It's creeping up. I see some 6.5s in the market, 44. Who do you like in this matchup? You there, Rooster?
He's looking for Taylor Swift online right now. Swifty's going.
No, you were breaking up. Go to Matt.
Breaking up. Baltimore's not playing in London. Don't worry about it. Matt Moltemps from the College Kids. Who do you like in this matchup? Seattle at Baltimore.
Seattle at Baltimore. I lost track at this point. I lost track. Sorry. Baltimore's laying to 6, right? Total 44. I mean, Baltimore, they've been awesome all year. The Ravens, I mean, look at their schedule, right? If you look at their schedule and put their schedule real quick, they lost to the Browns, obviously. A very good defense. But Seattle doesn't have that defense. Indy, another good defense. Top sack percentage. They didn't lose to the Browns. I'm sorry. They lost to Pittsburgh. That is top 10 sack percentage. So Seattle, I don't know if they're going to be able to beat this team. I don't want to lay the 6 because a lot of their wins have came from one score games. If you look at the Ravens, you look at Arizona, one score game last week, Tennessee, one score game, Cincy, another one score game. If I had to pick, I'd have to lean Baltimore, but I haven't touched anything.
If it goes to 7, you don't like Seattle? I mean, their defense ain't that bad.
6 and 7, it's a big difference.
Yeah, but, I mean, Seattle's defense, I think they're ranked 5th in opponent yards for playing 10th points per game. So they got a sneaky defense. Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, you like anyone in this matchup?
this is one of the tougher games on the board. As of right now, I like the Ravens here. I think with their run defense, they'll be able to slow down Seattle. And I think they're going to win the turnover battle here. So I think Ravens at home cover the touchdown.
Sheep, you like anyone in this matchup?
I only see the dog.
You gonna
I can grab if it gets to seven, I'm all over it.
I mean, if you're looking to bet the Ravens, right? It's a buy high spot, right?
I ain't looking to bet the Ravens.
Yeah, the market's over adjusted to this team. They blew out the Lions 2 weeks ago. The whole world thinks the Ravens are going to win a Super Bowl. They're all betting them this week. I think 70% of the action right now is on Baltimore.
Steve, you have to answer yourself one question: who's their quarterback?
I mean, during the regular season, he's great. It's the playoffs where he folds, right, Lamar? I mean, but, you know, Coach Carroll, he's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, the more I think about this, I think Seattle has a shot.
Rooster, you don't like him if it gets to seven? Seattle plus seven here?
I mean, if it gets to seven, how could you not like them? I mean, it's sitting 5.5, 6 right now. There's nowhere near seven.
I saw some 6.5s out there.
I have a same game teaser. This is my only same game teaser. I like Seattle plus 14 and over 37, or Seattle plus 13 and over 37.
Yeah, because I don't think there's any 8-point teasers out there.
No, sorry. Yeah, it would be plus 13.
Hey, give me Seattle plus 30 and playing over 37.
You can get 12 or 13 and over 36 or 37, maybe 38 at the most.
All right, let's talk about the biggest game.
I think it's going to be an over game.
For Philly fans, Cowboys at Philly. Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, you got those futures at 16-1 on the Cowboys. We got a minute left before our next segment. Who do you like here?
I mean, I got to take the 3 points here with the Cowboys. I think they have a chance to win this game outright. The Eagles, Jalen Carter is still a little banged up. They have not convinced me this season yet. And I think the Cowboys come in here with a chip on their shoulder and they get the job done.
Let me go to Rooster real quick. Rooster, Philly is in Philly. I know Kansas City's in London. Who do you like here?
It's tough to play at the link. I mean, Hurts is a little bit banged up. Like you said, Carter's a little banged up. They did just pick up a real good corner. I think this game's the right line. If anything, I lean Eagles only because Dallas can't play against a decent opponent, and they didn't make a move at the deadline. But it's a no touch for me at 3.
All right, I want everyone listening and watching to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN. That's WIN, promo code WIN, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. They'll match your deposit up to $500 at underdogfantasy.com. I like the Cowboys plus 3.5. Sheep, we got 15 seconds. I don't need to break down who you like here.
I already sang the song. I want to be a cowboy, baby. I love Dallas this weekend.
The whole world's betting the Eagles, man. I know, I'm telling you, this game's a coin flip. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with our next segment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. You're listening on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, Jacob Sports on YouTube, and we're live streaming it on X, on Twitter, at Philly Godfather. And next up, we got one of our favorite guests. It's Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com. Doc, you there? Thanks for coming on, man. We missed you last week.
I'm sorry. Yeah, with some travels, and I tried to hook up, but you know, I'm not the most technically savvy guys.
We're not either. This week, we're down the stretch here in the season. A lot of quarterbacks are banged up. But let's go to the big game on the board, Miami at Kansas City. Which team is more banged up, and who's got the healthier SIC score in this matchup in London?
Well, you know, we always talk about the hidden injuries. Everyone wants to talk about the big guys, et cetera. But Miami's offensive line still isn't completely right yet. But, the Chiefs not having their middle linebacker is a big deal for them. So they're about even in health overall. And, if you look at it in terms of the Chiefs, this is sort of a football thing rather than a medical thing. I think their downfall this year is their left tackle and right tackle.
Yeah, and Travis Kelce, he's working overtime with Taylor Swift there, so he's got to be careful. But next game on the board, big game in Philly. You got the Cowboys visiting Philadelphia. Which team is more banged up in this matchup, Doc?
Well, you know, both sides, the defense a little bit. Remember, Trayvon Diggs is out for the Cowboys, no Leighton Van Der Esch. So some key people there. Of course, when you have Parsons, you're still always in the game. And the Eagles, Jalen Carter's back a little bit, a DB here and there. I think overall, though, the worry for the Cowboys might be against a very stout Eagles front defensive line with a lot of rotation. Smith, I don't see him playing through with that stinger. And he's been a key always for the Cowboys. So that's something to watch. I heard you guys taking picks, and I'm not a big, you know, gambler guy taking picks. But if you told me, I'd say I might look at the under. That might be a more hard-fought match with the pass rush on both sides.
Yeah. Does Jalen Hurts, he's a little banged up. Does that worry you at all in this game?
Not really. I think he's on the tail end of that bone bruise. So I don't think that's a huge deal.
Matt Moltebis from the college, because you got a question for Doc?
So that was my question, Tyron Smith. I was wondering, how bad is that? Will he play? You obviously said you don't think he's going to play. With that being said, I like Dallas. So kind of, you know, makes me put the brakes on a little bit.
Okay. Well, that's the idea of the injury stuff, right? You guys pick what you pick and like what you like and factor in the injuries and, you know, in terms of to, you know, go two units or go down, you know, whatever you want to do. But I don't believe Tyron Smith's going to play. He's had that stinger before. And those don't usually go away. So he's getting older on the older side, too.
Brewster, you got a question for Pro Football Doc?
Yeah, what about and I've been wondering about this for a couple weeks. What is the real deal with Aaron Rodgers? Is it possible that he can make a comeback?
Well, the day that it happened, obviously in-game, I was tweeting and saying, look, he tore his Achilles. And as soon as head coach Robert Saleh said, basically confirmed it, I quote tweeted Schefter and I said, there's an outside chance that things break a certain way. And I put it in the Twitter timeline today and retweeted it, that he could return to play. Why? Because of, first of all, the Jets have to make the playoffs. If they make it with Zach Wilson, Zach Wilson maybe has to be hurt. They're not putting in a partially, you know, less than 100% Aaron Rodgers for 100% quarterback that got you there. But it's his front foot. He's doing well. And you know, even a week or two into the injury, I said, wait till he's at MetLife and on the sidelines, everyone's going to go crazy. I mean, look, you can't speed up biology. It's still a snowball's chance to return to play, but it was always possible. Look, I love how the narrative has moved. The number one narrative after it was hurt, I remember going on Pat McAfee's show, and I thought, I didn't realize it was a big deal, but everyone thought I was breaking news by saying, I guarantee Aaron Rodgers will play next season. And people are like, at the age of 40, how is he going to do that? Well, he's a quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers at 40, even a half step slow, is faster than Tom Brady at 35. at 45, I mean, Tom Brady at 45, faster than Peyton Manning in his prime, Phillip Rivers in his prime. I mean, I didn't see it as a problem, and no one's even talking about next year anymore. That's a foregone conclusion back, but it's an outside chance still.
What about Thursday night? Which team is more banged up? DeAndre Hopkins, how's he going to perform in this matchup?
DeAndre Hopkins has a toe injury that we didn't see, so we don't know what kind of toe injury it is. We think that the Titans are giving Will Levis a ride there, that Tannehill actually could play, maybe not be 100%, but could play. But coming off four touchdowns, they're going to give the young guy another try today. But we all know how that sometimes go, like the Bears quarterback, Bajet, second time around. I mean, they get a little film. We'll see what happens there. Kenny Pickett is probably getting a rib block to play and try and play through there. So health-wise, relatively even. It's more of a matchup game here.
Well, the Titans, real quick, Doc, don't they have Chris Hubbard out this week, their tackle?
Chris Hubbard should be out this week, yes. So it is something to look at. Cam Hayward is back for the Steelers, but he may not be full snaps, full rotation.
Hey, Doc, have you heard anything about Josh Allen? I'm hearing he hasn't practiced.
I'm not really worried about Josh Allen, just looking at all the video of the shoulder injuries, and he's always played through. And, you know, it's week nine. 85% is a good week nine. I'll tell you the quarterback I'm more worried about where he hasn't practiced. I'll tell you about two quarterbacks I'm worried about. Number one is Matthew Stafford, two straight DNPs with the ulnar collateral ligament. I don't know why the fans started to rejoice when Sean McVay confirmed what we said in-game, which is this is an ulnar collateral ligament to the thumb. Everyone was focused on McVay said it was partial. Oh, it's good news. It could have been worse. Let me tell you something. For a quarterback, the ulnar collateral ligament in the thumb is as important as the ulnar collateral ligament in an elbow is to a pitcher. So no one's going to rejoice when you say partial ulnar collateral ligament. Now, maybe the long-term disability isn't the same, but the short-term and being able to grip a ball and throw, it's similar. The ulnar collateral ligament is that important to a quarterback in the thumb. So two straight DNPs, Matt Stafford's tough. Can he pull a rabbit out of a hat and get a bunch of tape and try and play? I guess it's not impossible. I'm not expecting him to play and not expecting him to be very accurate. The other one I said all week is, I don't believe the Browns will start Deshaun Watson unless he gets in multiple FPs. And today he was LP again, and you heard his comments. And I think the writing's on the wall. They want to play him, but I don't think they can count on it. They can't afford to start him again and have him come out after five plays, after his first hit, which is what happened in week seven. I think they're waiting for multiple straight FPs before they play Deshaun Watson.
Doc, this Saints-Bears game went from 7 to 8.5. Big move in the market. It's creeping up to 9 in some spots. Is there any major injuries on the Bears here? Which team is more banged up?
Well, I mean, you know, Justin Herbert, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that thumb was not a one-week injury, and he's already ruled out well ahead of the third game. And let me tell you something about Justin Fields. It is far from a guarantee that he plays in next week's game, week 10, which would be the fourth game out. Most fans would say, well, then the Bears made a mistake. Why didn't they put him on injured reserve if he was going to be out four games? So we're counting on him to be back next week. Not so fast here. When you're the quarterback and the star, and there's a chance you could come back before 4 weeks, you get carried on the roster, especially nowadays with all the revised rules and practice squad call-ups and so forth. That one roster spot is not as precious. So I'm saying we already know it's Bajan again this week, but next week it's not a guarantee that it's back to Justin Fields, even though it would be his fourth game out.
Wow. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. The Colts at Carolina. Which team is more banged up in this matchup?
Well, obviously, you know, it's Minshew the rest of the way here. And overall, there's not a big health differential on both sides. I mean, you know, to me, the most interesting part of this matchup is the two head coaches know each other pretty well, right? Frank Reich and Shane Steichen.
Yep.
By the way, both former Chargers assistants back in the day, San Diego Chargers assistants. But obviously, they went other places, and they're both experienced coaches, and they both know each other pretty well. So I think that'll be an interesting chess match.
All right, let's finish this segment up with Chargers-Jets Monday night. Which team is more banged up? Is there any edge on either side here?
Well, the big deal there to look for is not, I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers, we touched on a little bit. Sure, Justin Herbert with his middle finger is still going to be more shotgun than anything else. But I think where the attention has to be is on the Jets' offensive line. They started off banged up, and then they lost center one, Connor McGovern, center two the last week. So 4 out of 5 slots have red on our field view. That's hard to overcome, especially new injuries. Yes, they might get Dwayne Brown back, but how good can he be the first week back? But that's not always a plus, because then that would flip Mekhi Becton back to the other side. It's just a lot of change. And, you know, it is Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. So I think that's where the game is going to be won there on the Chargers defense against the Jets offensive line.
Doc, I want to thank you for coming on. Your information is so valuable to everyone watching and listening. If you want to let them know where to find you on social media and your website.
Social media is Pro Football Doc, and the website is Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com. And for you guys and your viewers, it's using the information on the field views and sick data to enhance your positions. Like, If you love one side and the injury stuff fits, go harder. If you love one side and the injury side goes against you, maybe temper a tiny bit. Do your own handicapping. You guys are all good like that. You don't need to hear it from me. Look at the raw data. And it's just the quickest, easiest place. And what differentiates us is we're the only place that says, does injury analysis. Everyone else does injury reporting. I mean, think back to the early in the season when the Giants denied a high ankle sprain for Saquon. And we're still talking about Saquon's high ankle sprain, right? So that's sort of the differential in terms of what we do.
That's awesome, Doc. Thanks for coming on. We'll have you back on next week. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Doc.
Man, his information is so valuable. I'm about to bury the Chargers after what he just said. I'm going to bet him on the money line. I'm going to buy the hook down to three.
Tease it with Goldilocks. That's Goldilocks' game of the week.
Oh, I love it now. I love
it. I'm not teasing that one. There's no need to tease it.
Nah.
They're going to crush it.
That's your game of the week. You gave it out first.
Is my game of the week. No teaser. Straight.
We got about a minute left. Let's go to the Monday night game. Doc gave out some valuable information. Eight ball. You like the Chargers over the Jets after what the Doc just told us about that that offensive line on the New York Jets being all banged up? You can't hear you.
I'm muted. Muted.
You're still muted.
We're doing silent pictures here. We got 30 seconds left.
You're back.
Chargers minus three.
Chargers minus three. Rooster.
We need all of our viewers to take lip reading lessons.
You like the Chargers minus three, Rooster?
Chargers, it is. I'm with Mr. Gold.
Does anybody not like the Chargers?
We all love the Chargers.
We all like the Chargers.
All right. I want everyone listening and watching to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, WIN, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code WIN, and get money, yo, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather, and I want everyone listening to check out the PhillyGodfather.com for the sharpest sports betting information on the planet. Sports betting packages start at just $3 a day, so make sure you guys stop by the PhillyGodfather.com. And with that said, let's go to the Golden Recap with the legend, Jamie Gold.
All right. I am going to throw in one more pick, which is the Bucks over. Over in the Bucks and Texans. So I also love the Chargers minus three. I'm teasing the first two games of the week, which are the Titans plus 9.5, Dolphins plus 8.5. I also like a teaser with Seattle plus 13 and over 37. Philly Godfather, like Seattle, if you can get them at 7, Cowboys plus 3.5, and Pittsburgh. Rooster, likes Thursday night football, go under 37 tonight. Chiefs minus 1.5, Chargers minus 3. 8-ball. Likes the Steelers minus 2.5, the Dolphins and the points, the Ravens minus 6, Dallas plus 6 plus 3.5, and the Chargers minus 3. Jimmy likes Pittsburgh. He likes Seattle plus 7 if you can get that 7. Cowboys plus 3.5 and the Chargers. Matt likes the Steelers minus 2.5. He likes the under. He likes the Dolphins with the points and the money line. That is your Golden Recap for the week.
Hold on there, Goldilocks. I want to add one more game. I'm now becoming a Swifty just because Taylor will be there this weekend in London. And as reported, our boy Kelsey has a better game when she's in attendance.
Yeah, but ain't that kind of like a little honeymoon vacation? Like, you know, you take your girl over there.
He's trying to impress her, so he's going to go to Mahomes, get me that fucking ball more. That means more offense to me.
I like the Chargers, too.
Are you serious or it's a joke?
I'll lay the Chiefs minus 1.
Oh, Rooster's in trouble.
I'm kidding. God, Rooster, you're finished.
I'm getting off.
Please do.
Jamie, I like the Chargers as well. So
yeah, I like them as well. Chargers in the game of the week. It looks that way. We're all matching up. We got 10 seconds left. I want to thank everyone for watching, for listening on SiriusXM, on SportsGrid, at Jacob Sports on YouTube, and live streaming it on X at Philly Godfather. Have a great week and good luck, guys.